This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And a very good morning. Welcome in here on this Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. Omar is there. There's Omar. I see you, Omar. Good morning, my friend. We are streaming live, by the way, on YouTube, correct, Jamie? We are on YouTube. So if you would like to see us, we are all here. There's four boxes today. This is the most boxes we've ever had for the morning show in the history of the station. Good morning to everyone. Let's say good morning to all the boxes here. First Dan Day to my right. Good morning, Dan.
Very good morning to you, Omar. We got everybody here today. Jamie,
good morning, Omar.
Trevor.
Omar. Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
He's there. There he is.
Yeah.
And good morning, Trevor and Jamie on the other side here as well. I am Hollywood, and we will do our best to take you through this Friday morning here as the Dolphins. They did their best yesterday, apparently, Omar. A very nice bounce back. And Omar, I'm so happy to have you here with us this morning because you sent out a tweet last night that, first of all, some guy below it ripped me for some random reason. And
wow.
That I'm the softest of the soft Dolphins fans.
How did you take a stray?
You said, I know I did. I caught a stray from that tweet, but you sent out a tweet last night and you managed to not only insult the fan base, but insult the team as well. In the same tweet, I got to tell you, I was impressed. I was impressed by your mentally weak tweet that you sent out.
I sent that out in the morning. I mean,
when you talk
about my tweets, you got to be specific.
I'm sorry,
I sent that out in the morning.
Omar,
but it's true.
I do my best on Twitter to keep track of everything, but mentally weak. But let's get to yesterday. And it was very, very encouraging to see a little bit of a bounce back finally from this team. You know, look, the preseason, training camp, it's all, you know, good and well, but Omar, it matters when they take the field to play Indianapolis, and the training camp clearly has been up and down. There's been some good, there's been some bad. I think this Dolphins team has issues that we know what they are at this point, right? They struggle in you know, short yards, secondary, offensive line. Like, we know the issues with this team. The question is, can the units that are not issues, can they cover up some of the deficiencies that they do have on this roster? But before we get, you know, a deeper dive into it, Omar, I just will say that it was very encouraging yesterday to at least see this team respond, right? And there were two ways you could have gone after the first joint practice, right? You could have came out there yesterday and moped around and, you know, woe was me, or you go out there and you kick some ass, and they did the second, and that's good to see.
Based on the reporting that I got from all my peers that are actually there, they didn't necessarily win the day, but they didn't get punked. Offensively, they probably, according to Isaiah Smalls, who's the Miami Herald beat reporter who's there covering for me, the offense, it was at least even, which is, you know, that's what you would expect. Let's be real about it. The Detroit Lions are probably one of the top five teams in the NFL. I don't know if I can name five better. Yes, they finished. They belly flopped last year late in the season, but we should be used to that. You know, that's a familiar place for us. Dan Campbell plays a physical brand of football. I love telling the story about Dan Campbell's first practice as the interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And he unleashes the Oklahoma drill. We go from stretch to Oklahoma drill.
So he was crazy here from day one.
Yeah. Dan's an intense, physical, aggressive kind of guy. And I know every Dolphin fan says, oh, man, we missed out on that opportunity. And I will answer that by saying when he was the interim head coach, you don't remember how the team played because you wipe that away from your memory. Dan wasn't ready at that point, and the years that he spent with Sean Payton helped him get ready to become a head coach. Now, but we know who his team is. It takes on the identity of Dan Campbell, and they're physical, they're aggressive, they're in your face, they're going for it on fourth downs. They're going to punch you in the mouth first. So on Wednesday, they punched the Dolphins in the mouth. Now, I saw the same thing in Chicago where they got punched in the mouth. And then I came back and I said, they have to, the starters have to play. Like you can't have that happen and then not get your get back. They played against Chicago. I'm glad that they had a second practice against Detroit. Cause just imagine if it was only one practice, then you would have just been tail between your legs, but before the game, I'm glad that they responded and put together a better effort. The defense, I'm told, still lost, but they got a lot of weapons over there, and their strengths play into your weaknesses. It's going to happen.
Well, I'm just glad to see that it wasn't another repeat of the first go around here for this Dolphins team. They will play tomorrow. They will take on the Detroit Lions, who I'm with you, Omar, top five team. I don't have an issue with that. And, you know, I don't know how things are going to shake out here, obviously, but
no, they're not a top five team.
I think that's what you just said. Isn't that what you just said?
It's all about the Dolphins, not a top five team.
Oh, not a top five team. You said for the Dolphins.
Yeah, they're not a top. Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah, I will go back and I will say, I do think the Lions are a top five NFL team. So, yes. I'm going to double down on that, Omar.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I just said the Dolphins are not.
Okay, well, I think everyone knows that.
Hey.
Dolphins might not be a top 15 team when this thing's all said and done, Omar. Hell, ESPN doesn't think they're a top 25 team at this current moment or right around there.
Well, it's easy to pile on them right now just because Mike McDaniel's an easy target. They're an easy mark. So it's easy to pile on the Dolphins and say negative things about the Dolphins.
It is easy.
What I do want to ask, Omar, is this. Is it a positive or a negative? Number one, is it a positive that the Dolphins have been punched in the mouth coming in to the Chicago Bears and also against the Lions, but they've responded by punching back? Or is it a negative because right away they're getting punched in the mouth, kind of getting punked from the beginning? What do you take more of the positive or more of the negative from those two instances?
When you listen to Mike McDaniel from Wednesday, he basically said these opponents were intentional. These joint practices were intentional. We wanted to intentionally practice twice against Dan Campbell's team because we have things to learn and things to grow from. Everybody knows that they got to get tougher. They got to get more physical. They got to start to address some of those finesse labels. And I think that they can. I know that they've been working on that from the beginning of training camp. So the question is, how much do you grow from both of these experiences? As again, it was not accidental, these opponents, the style. I didn't expect the Ben Johnson team just to be as physically aggressive in Tim. I mean, it was a dirty practice. Let's be real about it. I've seen joint practices my whole life. I know a player in a joint practice where you're only thudding shouldn't be body slammed to the ground. Like that's, you know, The referees did a very poor job of getting control of those practices. But in Detroit, I heard that flags were thrown. you know, things of that nature were done to make sure the practices were controlled. But there are still fights, but there are going to be fights in joint practices.
So let's just set the table here for everyone this morning. Joe will stop by with us. He is up in Detroit this morning. That is why he is not full time with us here this morning. So he will stop by at some point here in the 7 o'clock hour. Jeremy Reisman, who covers the Lions, he will join us as we head up again to Detroit. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. Then in the 9 o'clock hour, Mike Florio will join us. So we'll go very intensive football here on this Football Friday. I do want to let everyone know that the Miami Heat did put their schedule out yesterday. The NBA full schedule came out. The Heat will open up against the Magic, as they usually do, right? That seems to be the tradition here for the Heat. How about this here? 6 of their first 8 games will be away from home. 10 of the first 15 will come against postseason teams from last year. The Heat will have just 5 games on national TV, which I don't care. I mean, it obviously it shows you kind of what the you know, national TV networks think of the product. But I don't know. I'm fine watching E. Reed and John Crotty, so I'm good with that. And then the back-to-backs, they will have 15 back-to-backs for a second straight year.
Did you see Bleacher Report, though, has them going 42 and 40, so 5 better than last year.
All right. It's early to start making predictions here. It is a little early to start making predictions, but, you know, look, the Heat did not make any major additions this offseason. They did make some roster moves. I think Norman Powell, the addition of him on the team will be a good move, but they did not make any, you know, Kevin Durant-ish moves for the Heat. But again, the schedule's out. If you want to check that out, November 14th at the Knicks, that will be a national TV game. Steph comes to town on the 19th. Timberwolves on January 6th. You want to see Ant-Man. Cooper Flagg will make his debut in the NBA. Looking forward to seeing that. But yeah, there you go, man. Those are the teams that the Heat will get on the national slate there. So the Heat with their schedule out. Omar Kelly is here with us this morning. And Omar, again, the Dolphins with a good one yesterday afternoon, as they finish their joint practices with the Lions. A lot of NFL preseason games coming up this weekend. And I will tell you, Omar, it was nice, you know, driving in this morning. I'm listening to the ESPN radio driving in, and they're talking about all these contract disputes that are still going on. And you got the Cowboys with one. You got the Commanders with one. And the Dolphins don't have any, at least. So at least we're good on that front, Omar.
This is the thing that I think people have not realized. Joint practices are meant for you to work on things that you're not good at. Right now, do you realize that the Dolphins have lost 6 offensive linemen? Which I didn't realize it till yesterday when they added their 4th offensive tackle, which they still don't have one. 6 offensive linemen, which includes Liam Meikenberg, Andrew Meyer, who both might start the season on IR. You do not have, and I've said this from the very beginning, you do not have a backup tackle, which is why when you saw Chicago and you saw Zach Wilson get sacked 4 times. Now, some of that was on him, but then, you know, it hurts when you don't have a left tackle. And the fact that Tua can't execute without Patrick Paul, or the offense can't execute without Patrick Paul being on the field, that's not ideal. I personally believe that Chris Greer has gone out and he's made a trade swapping late round picks or giving up late round picks for an offensive tackle who's probably going to be waived or put in the waiver wire. And I think that this is yet another year. We've done it 4 times. And I think this is yet another year where we're probably going to have to do it again. And for good reason, because if something happens to Patrick Paul, your season is done.
I mean, I feel like I know the answer to this, Omar. And I'm more like with the guy who sent the, by the way, on our video stream, you can speak to us. I don't know that we can speak back, but Darth Logan says it's practice. It's August. I don't really care about where they're at right now. I only care if we beat the Colts week one, after that week two, and so on and so on. I know, Omar, you think that this is a very important time of year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of in the middle between you and what this guy just said. Like, I this stuff obviously matters because
why is it not important?
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, the Dolphins right now, what they are, they're not going to be dramatically different in
week one.
Well, Omar, there's only a few more weeks. There's only
They can be dramatically different in week one.
But how? Yeah. Like, let's talk about the weaknesses of this team, okay? Let's talk about the secondary.
The secondary's
been a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to be different in week one than what we're seeing now?
If Emelifonwu starts to develop chemistry with Minkah Fitzpatrick, if Emelifonwu maybe starts to play the nickel and they work on a three safety set, which is what they did in Chicago on the very first play to get a three and out. So one cornerback, maybe Jack Jones, maybe Ethan Bonner steps forward and actually proves that he's ready to become a starter right now. I think Storm Duck is the only guy who's ready to become a starter. Mm-hmm. Or they determine that, hey, we don't have what we need, and we need to either go to the waiver wire, go to the trade, or sign Xavier Howard, which I should say should be on the table.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay.
You laugh at it.
Look at the resume of every single cornerback on that team. Xavier Howard has more than all of them collectively.
And he wants to go. Like, we're good to go if we sign him. Is that what he's working on?
He's ready. I heard from him this week. He's ready.
You did hear from him.
He's been out of the league for over a year, but
that's my choice.
Omar keeps in touch, though. Omar always keeps in touch.
Oh,
anyway. We got that going on. Again, we loaded up the show for you here on a Football Friday. We have Omar Kelly with us. Dan Day's here. I'm Hollywood. Joe is in Detroit. We will check in with Joe in the 7 o'clock hour. We will head out to Detroit in the 8 o'clock hour, check in with one of the Detroit guys, and then we will talk to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. A lot of stuff to get to with Mike, Omar. That should be a good interview. I saw that Shedeur Sanders not going to play here this week, so the NFL going to lose some ratings there.
I got some theories about that, man. I got some theories.
Man, he is.
Hold those for us. Hold those, Omar. Hold that thought. We will come back. By the way, I am interested to hear what you think of Shedeur Sanders, because I don't think I've gotten your take on him, and everyone seems to have a take on this poor kid.
Yep. But,
he's the new
Tim Tebow.
Whoa. Oh my goodness.
Ho.
Wow. All right.
I'm just talking about ratings, baby. Ratings, oh, okay. Viewership, okay. Eyeballs.
Well, I think he can play at a higher level than Tim Tebow, but hey. In fairness, Tim Tebow's won more playoff games in the last 25 years than the Dolphins. So anyway, we will go to break on that little parting shot there, and we will be back on this Football Friday after this.
I do want to take a second and tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I love it. Worked for me, and I know it's going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Tyreek didn't have to answer to anybody. He would have practiced yesterday. And I fear we might be talking about an injury that's a lot longer term. He wanted to practice. However, he had to give honest feedback when asked direct questions to our training staff and myself. In that competitive nature, he was very much at risk for an injury that would keep him out a lot longer than he's been out right now. So I think I'm just happy that that our training staff understood the magnitude of a further or a bigger aggravation of something, and was proactive. I think you'll see Waddle today. I don't think you'll see Tyreek based on that, but 100% is on our training staff and myself, because he absolutely wants to practice, but trusts us enough to know that we're trying to help him.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Trust those doctors out there, man. That's why we're paying all those guys, sports scientists and analytics and all that different stuff. Welcome back here on a Football Friday. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. Omar, keep them healthy, man. Just keep them healthy. That's all we got to do here over these next 3 weeks. We need as many able bodies as we can as the Dolphins get set to take on the Colts in the opener, a game that should be very winnable for this Dolphins team. I don't care what happens over the next 3 weeks. That should be a winnable game to start the season. I could not have maybe handpicked an opponent better than the Colts for you to start things off. Probably couldn't pick a better venue for you to start off your season either, on that fast track up there in Indy. As Joe always tells us, that's where they run the combine, right? That's the fast grass up there. We should get you on that grass, see if it can speed your ass up a little bit. But anyway, Omar, we got the Dolphins with a day of rest today. They will play tomorrow. A little preseason action for you on a Saturday afternoon. If you got nothing going on, you sit back, watch a little of that Dolphin game tomorrow. So that should be fun. Omar, I'll be watching on a phone tomorrow, by the way, because I'll be at a child's birthday party.
Oh,
where you paint your own something or other. I don't know.
It sounds fun. Is this in the new neighborhood or the old neighborhood?
Old neighborhood. Old neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have we made new friends in the new neighborhood? Because you do live across the street from a park. So
not in the last two. No, I've been there about 2 weeks. I've not made any friends yet. So I'm in the market. I'm in the market for some friends.
Not you.
I went to Charlotte for a week, and then I went to Disney for another week, which is a big mistake. and I say this every time I get back from there when we do those trips for too long. I say, well, never again, and we end up doing it again. But yeah, we're working on it, Omar. We're trying to make friends.
Okay. You live across the street from a park. The people who do live across the street from a park, they've got no excuse but to make friends, you know?
That's true. I will work on that. Yeah. I have you, though, Omar. You live in the area.
You're a barbecue invite.
You're a friend. By the way, I used a grill for the first time in my entire life.
Big boy time.
So I took the advice of a texter, and I bought the wood pellet grill because my fear was, like, I did not want the gas grill. Because I didn't want anything in my home that I could blow up.
Okay.
The gas tank can explode, theoretically, from what I read. And I just, like, again, I've never done this before, and I don't want to blow up the house, right? To see if the insurance works and all that stuff. So I didn't go with the gas grill.
Then everyone tells me
the charcoal grill is, like, for experts. Like, it's very difficult, tough to use.
Much better flavor.
It's the toughest. Yes, I agree. Yeah, much better.
It takes a little practice.
You have to control it. That's for expert level. Yes.
Yeah. So I went with the wood grill because someone recommended it, it seems to be relatively easy. Like, I did not destroy the food.
Okay.
It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. It kind of like the dolphins. it was 500.
Well, no, you know, like the Dolphins, practice makes perfect. You got to just keep on practicing, keep on building that culture, building.
Yeah,
that.
You got to work on it. You really do. So what did you put on it first?
We did some steaks and we did some chicken to go with. That was the first one. Now, my goal, my dream is to put, like, one of those full size briskets that I saw at Costco. Like one of those big, big $100 briskets, and, like, have Omar and everyone come over and have a big feast.
I don't think you should be cooking briskets.
I don't think so either.
Brisket is an expert level meat.
I completely agree with you. I respect the hell out of those barbecue guys that are, like, you know, the grill masters and all that. I respect that. I don't know that this is for me. The problem is, like, I saw a video. I was watching a video, and the guy's like, "Well, you take your knife, your butcher knife, whatever." And I'm like, "I don't have this," and you got to cut this part off of it. This piece of fat, you got to cut this part, and you got to do this.
Yeah.
And then you do the rub, and then you stick it on there for 8 hours. Yeah, and he's like, "All right."
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not a quick fix either. It's not like, it'll be done in an hour. No, this is an all day event, man.
I am a Baltimore Ravens esque griller. I can work just about any grill. I'm not expert level. I'm not like Kansas City Chiefs, but I would not attempt a brisket. I would not. I have gotten to the point where I don't know if I've ever eaten a good brisket because I'm trying to continue to level up the what a good brisket's supposed to taste like. And I have never really found it here in South Florida. They tell me best briskets in Texas. So when I'm in Texas, I'm definitely briskets on my level. You know, when I covered the Hurricanes, like my trip or food experience was always barbecue. I went to taste every barbecue from every southern or northern state. And so, but the thing I didn't discover brisket till maybe 5 years ago. It's just not something
that's new to you.
Yeah, it's new.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it a whirl at some point, Omar, and you'll come over. And, you know, if you get sick, you get sick. We'll figure it out.
I definitely won't be eating the chicken.
I wanted to ask you, though, before we did hit the break, because we were talking about Shedeur Sanders. He's not going to go this week. And you told me you had some sort of theory.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Omar, he is an unbelievably polarizing player. Whether you like him, dislike him, whatever it is, like, he is very polarizing. And I don't know if that had to do with his fall in the draft. Everyone avoided him, though.
Or his father. Yeah.
And
or the attention that he gets. I certainly did not want
Cam Ward. I haven't even heard a peep from Tennessee. I don't even know how Cam Ward's doing over there. I'm sure he's doing fine.
Nobody cares.
It is quiet. It is quiet around a number one pick, man. I have
the most talked about draft pick is a fifth round selection. That is correct. And that's why everybody wanted to avoid him.
ESPN loves him. He gets ratings. Mm-hmm. And Omar, I think
every Cleveland exhibition game is nationally televised.
Is he good? Like, can he, is he eventually going? Because my fear for him was that in the situation that they drafted him into, I didn't know that he had a path to even making that team. Mm-hmm. As you know, you got Gabriel there, you got Pickett there, you got the Massage King there, and you got Joe Flacco there. So there's a lot of bodies in that quarterback room.
Daniel Gabriel, the rookie they drafted ahead of him.
They had the old Dolphin guy too, right? Didn't he on that team? Or is he on a different team?
Yes.
Anyway, I at a certain point did not even know if he had a chance to make that team. And I was concerned that this guy might never get a start in the NFL just because you get buried so deep. And it is certainly tough, but the guy ends up getting the first start in the preseason.
Looks
plays
phenomenal.
His ass off. And now he is hurt and will not play this week. And Omar says he has a theory.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you always have theories, Omar. And I'm very interested to hear your theory, actually.
You know I'm a conspiracy theorist.
I know you are. And I like that. You're not an Aaron Rodgers level theorist, but you have more NFL-related theories. Go ahead.
Yeah. I know Daniel Ofuzi, who used to work for the Miami Herald and covers the Cleveland Browns. Checked in with him probably about week two of training camp because people were saying that Shador had been the most impressive player quarterback in camp, even though he wasn't getting the most reps and was working fourth string. Daniel says that is correct. Now, never moved past the fourth string, but then all of a sudden starts the exhibition season. Now, my theory is, especially when you don't get the reps in practice, you're being set up for failure. Give you a prime example of that. Let's say Quinn Ewers starts Saturday's game against the Lions. Mm-hmm. Quinn Ewers did not take many snaps. Maybe he took 10 collective snaps based on what I've been told the last 2 days of joint practices because he was the third string quarterback. That's the time you get the most work for the starters, especially when they're not going to play in the game. So we would be setting Quinn Ewers up for failure if we said, hey, Quinn, you're starting and playing the first half of the first preseason game, correct? You would agree with that. If you don't get the work but then get the role, you're kind of setting somebody up for failure. Mm-hmm. Now, Shador by far exceeded, like he didn't just exceed expectations. He shined in that game. I watched it twice.
I agree with you.
He
watched it twice?
I watched it twice because I just...
We got to get you a hobby, my friend. But keep going.
This is my job. So
how many times you watched the Dolphins preseason game?
Right?
Oh, I watched the Dolphins preseason game like three times. So
fair.
Omar's a film guy, though.
Yeah, I am. So
go ahead, Omar.
He's set up for failure. He succeeds. And then, okay, now everybody's talking about him. Like you try to pour cold water on him by having him fail in the first exhibition game. He doesn't fail. In fact, he shines. It creates a bigger sensation. And all of a sudden, magically, an oblique injury. When did he take a hit? Because he didn't play for the last 2 days. Not to say that an oblique injury can't come out of nowhere. But when did he take a hit? Me personally, I think that they are either trying to quiet down the Shador madness, which is part of the reason why I didn't want the Dolphins to draft him, or they're trying to trade him. And they don't want to put in. His stock ain't getting any hotter. It's not. It's
so you believe that he is not injured, even though there was video of him holding his injury. You said you think that they said, do this and,
you're a quarterback.
Sell it.
You think
they told him to do that?
No, I think they shelled
him. You think he's minorly hurt, but they're
– yeah.
They're embellishing a little.
Okay. You also think an NFL coaching staff is setting up one of their players for failure.
Absolutely.
By the way, I wouldn't put anything past the Browns.
It happens all the time.
I wouldn't put anything past the Browns, man. That organization is trash.
Is there an instance?
How many quarterbacks have they ruined? Let's start with that.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks?
Baker Mayfield looks pretty solid.
Baker Mayfield is a good player. They destroyed Johnny Manziel.
No, Johnny Manziel and cocaine destroyed Johnny Manziel.
Well, it was alcohol, too.
I suppose. I heard Johnny Manziel driving in. I guess he's doing radio these days. I happen to be a Johnny Manziel fan. I know you know that.
He's doing national radio?
I don't know if it was national, but he was doing some radio. I'm sure he has a podcast. Everyone's got podcasts, but
okay. So, what's an instance where the Dolphins set up a player failure? Since it happens all the time.
I could give you Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush at the end of his career, he had a bonus to make. I don't remember how much money it was. They didn't play him in the final games, and they started limiting his reps at the end of the season. Same thing would happen with Ronnie Brown. Teams do this crazy stuff all the time. I think personally, in Buffalo, the caliber of weapons that they gave Josh Allen wasn't a setup for failure, but it was certainly we're going to test how really good you are. And because they were entering a critical, we need to pay him again, period. And that guy, there's no excuse for the caliber of weapons they gave him last year. He had nothing. He had nothing and still won at a very high level with nothing. So it happens all the time. Teams do nefarious things for whatever reason.
I'm with you. I'm sure there's some stuff going on. All right. Speaking of stuff going on, we do have to pause here. Joe's going to stop by with us shortly. Here, so we'll check in Detroit and see how Joe did last night. That, by the way, is assuming he didn't have a big night out on the town last night. So we'll see how that goes.
It's hard to have a big night out on the town in Detroit. Let me tell you.
Hey, man, I think Detroit gets a bad rap. I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff to do there. I watch those food shows.
There's a lot of casinos.
And there's some places to go.
There's a lot of good food spots.
What's wrong with casinos, Omar?
If you want to be
broke, you like to put in a good sports bet, doesn't mean that others don't. But we'll see. We'll get Joe on at some point.
What are you betting on? WNBA games?
Baseball preseason.
Oh, that's still going on. Oh, my bad.
Ohtani anytime home run.
Yeah. Oh, the Ohtani anytime home run is the most electric bet in all of sports. There is no more enjoyable bet than the Ohtani anytime home run. Cause when that thing hits, it's like, I got to imagine that's the feeling of they spin that big wheel in all those Vegas casinos. That's gotta be like that thing hitting on your number, man. Like when Ohtani just blasts one into the stratosphere and you get paid. That's the most electric.
Like, what's the payout on that?
It's always plus money. So usually plus 150, plus 175, give or take.
Okay.
Now, when I went to see him down here, I went to the 50-50 game. I just lucked out and was able to go to that game. We had the anytime home run bet, and that hit on the first at bat. And I probably should have kept rolling the money over because he hit home run every time he went to the plate. But anyway, we'll take a pause. Joe is awake. Joe is good to go. We're going to talk to Joe at 7 o'clock here. So we'll take one more pause, come back at a few more Dolphins nuggets from Omar. And then we'll talk to Joe as we continue on here on this Football Friday.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about having great doctors when it comes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back in here on a football Friday on QAM. By the way, thank you to everyone that has texted in, giving me some tips on the old grill here. We're going to get back at it tomorrow and see what we can get going on the grill here. I'm Hollywood. Omar Kelly is with us.
How are you going to get back at it when you got a kids party?
Well, dinner. We got a morning party where we're going to go paint, apparently, and then we'll go hit the grill, Omar, and we'll see what we can do, man. By the way, my grill, I have a Wi-Fi grill, so I can just set it on the phone and be done.
No,
I got a Traeger grill, Omar. It's a Traeger.
Channing didn't hook you up.
Channing didn't hook me up, Omar. Channing doesn't hook me up with anything. And I will tell you also, I told Channing that the next time he meets Adam Sandler, that I'd like to be a part of that. So I'm a little down on Channing right now, to be quite honest.
Are you going to Sandler when he comes to town? I know you are.
Most likely, yes. Most likely.
I mean, yeah.
Want to come with?
I'm not going to be here. I think I'm on the road. I think.
You're going to be in Indy. I think that's opening day. You'll be in Indy. But anyway,
I would have come with you because I know that's your hero. I know that's your hero.
Yes, he is my hero. All right, Omar, we got a lot of Dolphin stuff coming in here. Joe's going to join us in about 7 or 8 minutes from now. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's get caught up. And we'll jump in with Joe when we come back here. We're going to head up to Detroit in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take one more pause. Joe joins us next here on this Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.